first question a lot of people ask you when they talk to you about Serial is if you expected it to be, the massive hit that it was. So I'll kind of try to change that a bit, and I'll ask, was there a moment when you were making the first season that you thought, this actually might be something that really resonates with a lot of people, like specifically hundreds of millions of people?
I mean, I thought it was a good story. In a like, I thought it was a good story, and it was a story that mattered to me a lot. Obviously, I spent a long time on it, and so I knew people. Like, I thought, like, oh, this is people are gonna. No one's gonna turn off their radio, I guess, is kind of what I thought during this story, because I thought it was a good story, our first episode. But I didn't under no, I had zero comprehension that there would it would. Become like take on a life of its own, essentially, which is what happened.
What's it like for you to now watch new details emerge and the public obsession continue, post Serial?
I feel like to the extent that people are interested in that story and it leads to some collective soul searching about how we want our judicial system and our criminal justice system to work, I'm 100% for it.
So how does the team come up with the stories that they want to cover, and why particularly the third season? I know you in the beginning, in the first episode, you talk a little bit about why you wanted to go into the criminal justice system the way you did. Can you, speak to that any further?
We were getting a lot of questions of just like, oh, well, what does this mean about the entire system? Like, what can we say now about the criminal justice system? And the fact is like, well, I don't know, because I mean, I sort of know, but I don't totally know, because it was such an unusual case. And again, like also a first degree murder, and that's not what's filling our courtrooms at all, right? It's much lower level cases and, lower level felonies, basically, if you're going to be in a felony court. And so we were like, I want to see how just the normal churn of a normal courthouse looks and feels. And like, can we see the problems, and can we see where it needs fixing? Like, can we figure out where we can do better if we watch?
And in terms of and deviating from the first and second seasons to tell, not just one story, but many stories in one courthouse, what kind of expectations did you set for yourself going into the third season?
It's a different process, right? Like the other two stories, it's like I have my narrative, like I have my main narrative. I know who my main character is. And so now I have to figure out like what world and what context is that person living in, and how much of that do we want to explore, and how much can we sort of get away with exploring in a narrative way and still keep people with us, right? So it's like, this is the opposite, right? We're starting with a premise, we're starting with a place, we're starting with a system, and now, but what are my narratives? What are my stories? What are the story arcs? Who are my characters? Who does it make sense to follow? And so that's a little scary for us, because you don't know. Like, I don't know if I'm going to find a good story. I don't know if I'm going to find a story that feels surprising or emotional, or is going to speak to something you don't already know or feel like your audience already knows. And so it was nerve-wracking for me as a reporter for a while, where I would be like, this is interesting. This is like, it's all interesting to me. Like, I'm sort of a sucker for all of it. So I was like, I don't know, this is seems cool, and this seems cool, and this seems cool. And being pulled in a million directions and not knowing, like, am I wasting all my time, or is this going to turn into something? So just in a planning way, it was a little more harrowing. But I've done other reporting like that, and like, I knew it could work. I knew it probably would work. It takes longer to figure out, for the thing to become clear to you and to like reveal itself. So it was like just a different storytelling challenge for sure. I didn't worry so much about like, oh, this isn't one story. Maybe my partner's worried a little more about that. I didn't worry about that so much. I worried more about like, it's a rough subject, and it's hard. It's hard. It's a pretty grim picture that we paint of the system in season three, and it's not always easy listening, and I worried more about that, of just like, this is hard to listen to, a lot of this, and I didn't know if people would want to, so but they did. It's been crazy. The numbers are huge for season three.
Of all the people you met and spoke with in Cleveland, who stuck with you the most? Whose story are you still thinking about now that the season is over?
The person that I'm actually still involved with is Joshua from the juvenile system. We speak all the time. I'm still very much, you know, sort of part of his life, in fact. So yeah, I think about him a lot. But I'm in contact with him constantly.
So Serial is a show that features investigative journalism, of course. And so what do you think that the popularity of a show that's so focused on journalism means or says in the context of our current really kind of hostile media climate?
To me, it's great news, right, that it's popular and that other shows like it now. I mean, there are more and more shows or at least podcasts are happening all the time that are investigative. And they're surviving. I mean, I don't know, you know, how financially sound they are, but they seem to be proliferating. And I think it's the best thing in the world. Like, I'm thrilled about that. That doesn't mean to say, like, we're going to fix all the problems. But, you know, it would be terrible news if, like, somehow the concept of Serial or the concept of an investigative podcast that takes its time and requires like a lot of mental and in some cases emotional energy to get through, if that were a flash in the pan and it was the only one, that would be sad. But we're not now, right? Like, there's so many of them happening. So somebody's listening, and that's fantastic.
What can you tell us about what's next for Serial, and what are the plans for the next season, if there are them, or other spinoff projects like S-Town?
We have a company called Serial Productions right now, so we're developing a couple other podcasts that are made by our colleagues at This American Life, and so we are hopefully shepherding those toward a launch. So that's exciting. And then I'm working on a bunch of stuff. So there will be some sort of season 4, but I don't know what it is yet.